like I was saying, we our dear friends here at Allstate stop by every once in a while. We want to remind us about some very important things that are going on. Spring cleaning time. And Ray LaMantia is a 17-year-old Allstate agent from, not 17-year-old, but a 17-year Allstate agent from Skokie. And Ray, this as spring cleaning, I know that you guys always want to make sure that everybody's kind of up to date in terms of making sure that if you go through, you find things that are valuable in the home, you want to make sure that you get those insured, right?
Absolutely, Roman. Thank you for having us on today. We recommend that all our clients and anyone in general that owns their own home do a record of all their possessions. We ask that they, you know, in the event that there is a disaster, such as a burglary or a
flood,
things of that nature, that you have a good exact record of everything that you have.
Now, like in the basement, do you have to? And let's say you got the knotty pine walls, and you got the
shag carpet,
and you got that couch. It also has a knotty pine, like, you know, sides and couches.
Comfy.
If stuff of little value, should you be taking pictures of, or just the general environment? Because flooding this time of year is a big deal, right?
Flooding is a huge problem, especially in Chicago. In the Chicagoland area, there's no place for the water to go, and it seems like they have to open up the floodgates over on the canal to get the water out of the streets. What we recommend is use the Allstate Digital Locker. Even if you are not with Allstate, the Digital Locker is a app that you can get from the iPhone store or the Google Play store, and that will give you the ability to take pictures of everything that you own.
Great.
Yeah, and it gets uploaded to the cloud, too. So
how come I didn't know about that?
I'm an Allstate customer.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine there are some things that you forget to take pictures of. Like, I think, okay, take pictures of your jewelry and all my really, you know, expensive things, like your TV and things like that, but is it important also to go through like a CD collection and take a full inventory? Do you recommend going that far?
Absolutely. Take a full record of everything, because in the event of a claim, we want to pay you for everything that you owned. We want to get you back to where you were before that, you know, before that disaster happened. So it's important that you have everything documented.
Yeah, CDs, though, are like 25 cents a piece now.
I know, but that's probably not the right thing. But I feel like they're, you mean, unless you have a collection, like you've got vinyl, and, you know, I don't know, there's some things that might be valuable.
The beauty of a replacement cost policy is we're going to replace those things for you, you know, at what they cost today, not what they cost 15, 20 years ago, maybe when you got them.
Which is probably the reverse is true for CDs, right? I paid $15.99 for this. How much is it worth?
Here's your 25-cent CD. But that's okay. It's fine. All right, so you just go to like an app store.
Yes.
And you get it, and then you just go around and take pictures of it?
Yeah, you take pictures of it, and one of the things, that, like if you have a TV, you want to take a picture of the front of the TV and go around the back, and there's the serial number to that TV. So if you do have a claim, you know, you can give this to your claims rep, and they will know exactly what to replace it at, you know, from the price that it's going to cost you to go to Best Buy or wherever.
I can't get behind my TV. It's flush to the wall now. I don't know what to do. That's the hardest thing in the world.
It would be hard to do.
Yeah, I'll have to figure that out.
But you better do it. Get on that app.
Stop scaring me like that. It
would take a long time, I would think, to do all the things to the detail level that you're talking about. But worth it, I suppose, if it, you know, things happen.
Yeah, it can be an ongoing process. Plus, you acquire new things, you know, as you go. So it's always good to put that right back into the app and get it up in the cloud so you have inventory of it.
So now, if you have a TV, though, do you have to provide to get, like, let's say your TV gets stolen, you have to have the serial number on the TV?
You do not need the serial number,
okay.
No. But
right.
It just, it helps.
A police report that says, right, that, you know, shows the hole in the in the wall where the TV once was, or that, you know, that missing little place on the table.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay, good. And I want to, but for jewelry specifically, you take pictures of it, but you also have to have appraisals, too.
Yes, you should have appraisals. You should have appraisals for all your jewelry.
Yeah.
And that should be scheduled on the, you know, on the homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
Do you recommend a video that would sort of show an entire basement kind of thing, or just individual pictures?
A video is, you're capable of doing a video on the app, so yes. So video helps, and, you know, and pictures, and, you know,
should
helps
we,
you.
Ray, should we host our own videos on it? Should we make it like a
put
reality
on YouTube
show?
Yeah. Dear Allstate, here's what I have. Check it out. Did anybody do that stuff for you, like personality-driven videos or pictures?
No.
Selfies with their TV?
No? Oh, see, that'd be something like a Kardashian thing. You're doing the duck lips and you're taking a picture of your TV. I like the idea of that. That seems like a lot of fun.
He doesn't want that, though. Yeah. They don't want to deal with that.
I I'm the kind of guy that would put myself in all the disaster pictures, right? I'm like the guy that would take the selfie with the hijacker 2 days ago. I'm that guy.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah. All right. For more information, go to allstate.com, or you can contact Ray directly and ask him how this experience went for him today. 847-674-7000, 847-674-7000. And thank you very much for being here and explaining this whole thing to us.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
It's very, very great.